to The Fulfilled Accountant, the podcast that teaches you how to actually enjoy your work as an accounting or finance professional and have a life. Learn the tools to live with less stress and feel fulfilled, happy, and valuable, while also creating the success you desire in your career. If you're finished playing the game by outdated rules, you're in the right place. I'm your host, former accountant and multi-passionate entrepreneur turned life coach, Sarah Nemacek. Today, I'm talking about success in accounting. What does it look like to be a successful accountant and to have success in the industry? What does it take to be successful today and in the future? And I don't mean to suggest that there's a specific list of skills that you need to have or steps that you can take. What I really want to talk about is what it actually means to be successful in general, like successful in life. How do you feel successful? So I came up with a list. And then I decided to go do a quick Google search because I was curious what had already been said on the topic. And what I found almost made me abandon this episode because it was so ridiculous. Everything out there when I searched, what is a successful accountant or what does it take to be successful? What does it mean to be successful? I tried a lot of different things. And what I really found was a general message of a successful accountant is organized, proficient with numbers and spreadsheets, can use cloud accounting software, has time management skills, and is able to work with other people. I guess that was disappointing because it was kind of basic, mundane, generic. I don't know. It just wasn't very useful. So I feel pretty good about sharing my list with you after all. And it really reinforced my belief that you should trust your own experience and expertise when you have something to say, even if you have that little inner critic challenging you. So, side story over. The biggest thing I want you to leave with today is that if you want to feel good about your success and truly feel successful, you need to understand what success looks like for you. Not what the internet says, not what your family says, not what your peers or your friends from college think it is, but what you think it is. I'm guessing that most of your definitions of success center around some combination of money, status, power, things like that. Success probably looks like a certain salary or a number of clients, employees, or a specific revenue number. Or maybe it looks like a title or certification or collection of them. Maybe it's partner, director, founder, owner, author, speaker, one of those things you can put up there on LinkedIn or talk about when you meet people. And speaking of meeting people, do people know who you are when you walk into a room or attend an event or post something online? Do people stop and listen and pay attention and care when you speak? These are all the types of things that a lot of people think of when they think of success. But what I found is that so many of us pursue one or more of these things, and when we achieve them, nothing changes. We haven't arrived and we don't feel any different. In fact, you're likely just more tired, frustrated, and unhappy. And now you have even more to prove because you've achieved all of these things. And if you stop, what does that say about you? So I want to dig into three specific misconceptions about success and how that impacts you professionally and personally. They're not in any particular order because I think different things resonate with different people based on the experiences you've had, the background you have, and the beliefs that you hold. So the first one is success is about your professional life first and foremost. That's what most of us talk about as success, right? That's what most discussions about success, they focus around professional things. That's just where our brains go. How often are you discussing with people about how to be the most successful in your marriage or in your parenting? You aren't like, hey, friends, let's talk about how to be the best spouse. I mean, maybe you want to be, but you don't really talk about it or define it or have classes on it, et cetera. There's not big books about how to be a successful spouse. So there's just this expectation in most firms and companies that work comes first and you fit life around it and you want to be successful, so you do that. However, true success requires you to define the value that you place not only on your title or financial success, but also on the quality of your personal and professional life. You could be very successful by what your title is and what salary you earn or what revenue your business has, but you absolutely hate the work you do, or you have no life outside of work. I think women in particular feel the burden and pull between personal and professional, regardless of whether you're married or have kids, because you still have that socialization that you're here to take care of, connect, and think about other people. Often that feels at odds with putting professional success at the forefront. I get it. For me, simply being aware of that pull between the personal and the professional and not making it an either-or choice relieves a lot of the stress around that piece of success. When you allow yourself to define the line or the balance between the two, it opens up so many more possibilities for success that can actually feel good to you. So really think about, what is success professionally and personally, and what are you willing to sacrifice? What are you not willing to sacrifice? What's important to you? Identify those values. The second misconception is that success requires lots of time, hard work, sacrifice, and stress. And that might be true in some ways, but I really think that belief leads to a lot of people, in particular, a lot of women, turning down promotions, avoiding roles or jobs that might require more than you want to do to achieve a certain kind of success that you perceive as the goal of your field. I think it's a reason that a lot of people don't pursue executive positions or avoid becoming partners at their firms or even avoid starting their own businesses. I know I definitely had thoughts like, well, I'm a senior manager. The next step is partner. Do I really want to be here when it's time to make partner? I better think ahead. And my perception was, no, I don't want to do what it takes not to make partner, because that seemed like the easy part. But once I was a partner, I wasn't sure that I actually liked that piece of it. And it doesn't mean that you're wrong for choosing one thing or another, but I think it is important to know what you're choosing and why, and challenge what you believe about all of it so that you can make that decision with clear information and with true intention instead of just based on fears and beliefs that are completely unfounded. And sometimes you might even want to challenge, like, what do you really even think time, hard work, sacrifice, and stress mean? Because sometimes those are just thoughts and feelings, and actually you can change your perception of what those are. So if you do want something in particular, a big piece of changing that is just changing what you really believe about it. And that's something I work with my clients on in our coaching relationships, is working through those and challenging those beliefs when there is something that you want, instead of just flat out rejecting it because you're scared of it or think that it's not for you. And the third misconception I want to talk about today is that success means you will have to learn new things, take on more responsibilities, and your work will be more complex or more unpleasant. I guess I kind of believe that one. I don't necessarily consider that as much of a misconception, so much as a misunderstood piece of success. Maybe that's what I should call it, because it really does come down to how you define it specifically. A lot of accountants and financial folks that I know love the actual work of the numbers, the puzzles, putting the pieces together and working with clients who care. But to go up the ranks in a firm or even at your company or to run your own practice, you generally start doing less of that work and more managing, reviewing, and business development and other things that don't sound as exciting to you and take you out of the client service side of things or the actual number stuff that you enjoy. And because you aren't in the details anymore, you also are taking on a larger client load or workload in different ways. Or if you're going in a company, like you become CFO or something, and now you have a team of 20 people, whereas you used to just focus on your area of expertise. So if this excites you, awesome. That's your career path. You want that path of growth and that path of success. But if it feels terrible, I want you to challenge that path. Find ways that you could create the success you want without all of those changes. Let's say you run your own firm and you want to stay working in the depths with your clients, or at least keep some of your favorite ones. You could hire someone to manage the practice so that you can focus on the stuff that you love. Want a promotion, but it looks like the only path is the one I described earlier? Dream up how you can add more value to the firm on a path that you like more and propose it. And I'm not joking. Change really does start with some creative ideas and one person at a time proposing it and pushing it through. So those are my top three misconceptions about success in the field of accounting and financial services. There are several others, and I'm sure there's probably several on your mind, but these are the ones that I see come up most often as challenges for my clients. Now, what do you do with this information? That's the bigger question. Use this as a starting point to challenge yourself and what you believe right now. If you're dissatisfied with your current role or where your business is right now, did anything you heard today shed light on what you might be stuck on or dislike? It's pretty normal to go through each day getting things done, doing what you need to do to get paid and keep things moving, but never really acknowledging or understanding what you don't actually like. Partly because it's really uncomfortable to slow down and take the time to do that. And even if you do, most of us go at a very surface level. And we assume it's the job, or maybe we're just not good at this. Maybe it's not the right company or industry, or it's fine. Everything will be fine. It'll be better once we get through the next month, the next year, the next project, the next season, the next client, whatever the next thing is that you're trying to get through. But if you just keep going through each day and you never take the time to really challenge yourself and get clear on what might actually be bothering you, be the problem, you'll never be able to really focus on some sort of solution. So you will just go through the motions of each day and wonder if there is something better out there for you. And if you're wondering what is possible for you where you are in this job, in this business, in this industry, here's what I see people narrow their problem down to usually. It's some form of, I'm not good enough for XYZ future position, dream, etc. Or I don't think that level of success is available or accessible for me because, and then there's a whole list of things that you believe are holding you back. Whether it's things like, you know, this job requires too much time and I have these obligations outside of work, or it would require this, this, and this of me and I'm not willing to do that. Totally fine. This is just kind of the two buckets that the issues people identify seem to fall into. So I encourage you to take the time to find which one you lean toward. If you're not good enough in that bucket, you either need to learn and practice the actual skills to get good enough, or more likely, you need to work on creating confidence and taking action toward what you want. Most people that I work with are amazing, super smart, and really good at all the things they do. But they don't believe that about themselves. And that's what we work on more, is how to close that gap. And if you're in the bucket where you think success isn't available to you because of what it entails, then your work is to determine if you really don't want that path, or do you not want that path because the process to get there and maintain it feels like it's opposite of what matters to you and feels good to you. And when I say feels good to you, I mean, it feels like it makes sense with your values, not like, oh, it's easy and it's a walk in the park. Most of us actually enjoy a challenge. This is outside of that joyful challenge. I don't think most of us actually fear success. I know that's something that we talk about, the fear of success and how are we self-sabotaging and all that stuff. And that exists. There are things that we do and there are patterns of behavior that we can identify and see when we're doing that. But what I think happens for a lot of us is that we just fear uncertainty. And often we don't like the picture of success or the path to that success that has been painted for us. So imagine that you have all of the competence, time, energy, money, support, whatever it is that you think you're lacking. Imagine you have all of it so that you can have that success that you envision, whether that's a certain job, a promotion, a business, a certain level of success in your business. Maybe it's signing and working with certain projects or clients, whatever that success is. If you had everything you thought you needed to be able to have it, would you want it then? Sometimes finding that answer is what you need so you can really acknowledge what you actually value and how that relates to your work, your life, the opportunities and relationships and all the things. So if you find that you do want the success, your work is in challenging your beliefs and the way things are. You can define success however you want, and you can create it in so many different ways. You don't have to succeed on anyone's terms but your own. So it's important to start by understanding what your terms are. Success has to feel good to you, or you will not be happy long term. Achieving something that doesn't feel good, right, deserved, or that doesn't align with your values and what you care about means that any good feeling about it will be fleeting and you'll discount it or reject it. It's why you can make lots of money, have the title, get the accolades and public recognition, and feel completely empty, unfulfilled, and alone. So starting today, drop what you think you know about success. Drop what you think other people expect of you. What do you want and expect for yourself? I believe that's available to you, and that is your new bar for measuring yourself. Have a great week. Thanks for tuning in, and remember to come back for more each week to keep your brain operating at its highest level so you can enjoy your accounting and finance career while also having a life you love. Want even more tips on living a life you love while feeling less stressed and more fulfilled in your accounting and finance work? Get on my email list where I share new perspectives every week. Seriously, I think you'll enjoy these emails. Sign up at the link in the show notes or by visiting my website at sarahnemecek.com.